Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Belltower Festival Chair, Emily Neese, with today being the official kickoff day for this year's Belltower Festival and Carnival Lights Rocking Nights theme. So thank you very much, Emily, for being on. And if you wouldn't mind, first of all, just kind of reminding us everything that people can enjoy for this evening.
Yeah. So first, we're kicking it off at 5 o'clock at the rec center. We're having our annual barbecue there, kind of beat the heat, hopefully, and stay inside. So again, that's starting at 5 o'clock, and that will go until 7. And there's pork burgers and pork chops going to be served, and our pork producers are going to be grilling. And you know, if pork producers are involved, it's going to be good. And again, that's at the rec center from 5 until 7. Then you can scoot on the square for opening ceremonies. That will start at 6:30. Then we'll have the Tower of Fame winner there, and Carol will do that announcement. And as soon as that's all taken care of, you can go inside to the courthouse and greet the winner and talk to them a bit if you'd wish. And we also have the Four Generations going to be playing right after that as well. And everyone better come up and take a listen to them, because they're a good time.
The chair does a few other announcements during opening ceremonies prior to when the Tower of Fame happens, such things as maybe running down sponsors and that kind of thing.
We need to showcase everyone who's helped us put this event on. They're the reasons why we're here. So we're going to announce all of our sponsors, and I will also announce my committee members who have helped me quite a bit throughout this whole entire venture.
Going on later on that evening in the Beverage Garden, you've got some free entertainment lined up there.
Yeah, we brought DJ Mojo in for that, and I think a lot of local people know who he is. They're a great entertainment DJ, and they will play any request. They've got every song you can imagine, so any request you want, they've got it. And you can just kind of relax and hang out in the Beverage Garden until about midnight and request any song you'd wish.
And also, we want to remind people that there is a free carnival happening at the Belltower Festival this year. Can you tell us when that'll occur today?
Yeah, so the carnival for today, it's going to start at 4 and go until 9 o'clock. And then it's also going to be all day Saturday from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. So there's plenty of chances to get in line for some free rides.
And of course, those people that choose to stay out till midnight and possibly thereafter can maybe enjoy a nice breakfast put on the following morning over at the Jefferson Fire Department.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss that. The firemen put on a great breakfast, and that starts at 6 a.m., and it will go until 10 o'clock there at the Jefferson Fire Department. And again, don't miss those pancakes. They're really delicious.
And then after you get filled up on pancakes, I guess you can go run that off at the Ding Dong Dash. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Department's doing with that?
Yeah, so you got a few options if you want to run off those pancakes. They have a 5K, a 10K, and then you can also bring your dog for an additional fee. Check-in will be at 7, and it will go till 7:45. And then the race will start at 8 a.m. Again, the rec center does a really good job with that race, and it's a fun route, and you can see a little bit of Jefferson, too, on the other side.
You mentioned that you can also bring your dogs this year as another option. That's kind of a separate on its own kind of fundraiser, too.
Correct, yeah. They are raising money for the animal shelter here in Greene County. So bring your dog, even if you have to carry them the rest of the way on the 5K or 10K, whatever you choose. But, yeah, make sure you bring that pup along.
Now, of course, another highlight for Saturday's entertainment is the parade. Can you tell us when that will be and who's sponsoring that again?
Yeah, so the Rotary Club is the one who are helping organize that whole entire thing. They do a great job with that. The parade will start at 11 o'clock, the same route as it has always been. So make sure, I know Wild Rose here has a lot of candy, so make sure you get in line for some candy and some t-shirts and frisbees and stuff like that.
And then, of course, in the afternoon, there's a lot of things for people to take in. Most notably, there's a variety of different vehicle shows that'll be taking place. Can you kind of break those down for us?
Yeah, so we've got the Antique Tractor Show that's going to go on from 12:30 to 3:30 at the Home State Bank parking lot. Then you can scoot on over for the car show that's going to be across the street in the People's parking lot. And then behind that, you will get the motorcycle show. You can kind of just make a big line and see from tractors to motorcycles to cars, and they've got a great lineup of all different kinds of things.
And then we also have some other organizations putting on some fundraising meals and different things to entice people to help out their causes. Can you explain just a few of those different options?
Yeah, so Saturday afternoon, we have the watermelon feed. That's going to happen at the Masonic Lodge. And that starts at 12:30 and it goes until they're gone. So you better stop in early to get some great watermelon. And then the spaghetti fundraiser is happening at noon until 3. And that's at the VFW Hall. You know, you can, who doesn't like a good plate of spaghetti? You can go get spaghetti, then go to get watermelon for dessert.
You got a lot of things on the plaza stage, a lot of entertainment. And also then you've got Bill Riley Talent Show. And we're going to try and squeeze in the winning announcement of who wins this year's Ring Out for Art contest with Jefferson Matters Main Street. Can you kind of just tell us how all that's going to flow on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, so right after you get done with the parade and catching all that candy, make sure you scoot on up to the square. The plaza stage is going to be booming with dancers and gymnasts and all that jazz that we are used to and enjoy, right? And then after all they are done, we're going to announce the winner for Main Street Matters Ring Out for Art. There's some three great sculptures up there that everyone needs to go and make sure they vote for, and then the winner will be announced right after that. As soon as that's done, we got more stuff coming up for you. We've got the Bill Riley Talent Show, and that's going to pull people from all over Iowa. So everyone needs to make sure they stop on by and give those people a few claps.
We'd be remiss if we didn't highlight the big headliner for that evening's Beverage Garden Entertainment. Can you tell us again about who that's going to be in there?
Yeah, that's Arch Allies. When we have had them here in town quite a few times, they've been playing at local places around. They're really great. They play REO Speedwagon, Journey, Styx, and who doesn't like that type of music? Any age group can enjoy their music, and they're really nice guys, and they just got a cool light show for you. Also, they've just got it all, and that will start at 9 o'clock, so make sure you get on over to that. Tickets are $10 in advance at the Wild Rose Jefferson website, or they'll be $15 at the door.
And we do want to remind folks that, of course, to find out any more information, just go to belltowerfestival.org website for a complete rundown of all the programming, because this program is only so long that we can only fit so many things into it. So again, we want to thank our guests for today's Community State Bank and Payton Let's Talk Green County program, with Belltower Festival Chair Emily Neese joining us. Community State Bank and Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.